I thank our brother very much for giving his testimony this evening, and I know that you'll have been blessed through hearing it, and I just want to thank him and his wife for coming along this evening to share with us in the gospel and in the evening service, and may God richly bless that word to all of our hearts. I just want to leave a few very short and very simple thoughts with you from a little text in the book of Colossians, and it's Colossians chapter 3, verse number 11. And it will just be for a few moments. Colossians 3 and verse number 11. Read from verse 10 and verse 11. Paul says to this church, Colossians 3:10, "And ye have put on the new man, which is created in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free." And here's the text that I want to leave with you. "But Christ is all and in all." Christ is all. Just those three words, I trust that you'll take them to heart. Christ is all. Vance Havner was an American evangelist. A famous preacher once said concerning Vance Havner that he's probably one of the most quotable preachers that ever lived in the 20th century. Among other things, Vance Havner on one occasion said this concerning salvation, and salvation is God's act of rescue, it's God's act of deliverance. Whenever God saves a man or a woman or a young person from the power of sin, from the penalty of sin, and from the pollution of sin, and one day from the presence of sin, Vance Havner said concerning salvation, "Our salvation includes more than pardon for sin, includes more than deliverance from hell, includes more than a ticket to heaven. Our salvation includes all that we need for the journey." Our salvation includes all that we need for the journey through life. And this little verse, it just says, Christ is all and Christ is in all. Christ is all. Three simple things. First of all, Christ is all I need. Christ is all you need. Christ is all a person needs in this life. My Bible tells me that every good and perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is neither variableness, neither shadow of turning. And everything that I need for life, everything that I need for salvation, everything that I need whenever I come to die, and everything I need for eternity, I find in the person of Jesus Christ. Christ is all I need. You don't need tonight to have a big house. Might be nice to have a big house. You don't need to have a big car. You don't need to have a lot of money in the bank. You don't even need to have good health. It's nice to have all these things, but there's one thing that you definitely need, and that's Christ. Christ is all I need. Christ, secondly, is all I have. Christ is all we need. And the reality is as well that Jesus Christ is all that we have. You see, you might have many things, but those things will never satisfy you. You might have a fine family, but one day you will have to bid them farewell. You might have money in the bank, one day you'll have to leave it behind. But Jesus Christ is something that you can receive. He's someone that you can have, and he's someone that you can keep for all of time and for all of eternity. Somebody, whenever you trust Jesus Christ, he's somebody that you'll never have to let go of. You'll never have to separate from. Christ is all that we need. Christ is all that we have. And the reality is tonight, friends, that this world really doesn't have anything for you. It offers you so much, but this world can't really give you anything of worth or of lasting value. But Jesus Christ can give you everything that you need. I didn't really have anything in my life until I had Jesus Christ. I didn't have anything that could satisfy until I had Jesus Christ. An old holiness preacher many years ago was in New York City for a preaching campaign. People that he was staying with took him around the sights and sounds of New York City for almost a day. They took him to Times Square. They took him to see the Statue of Liberty. They took him to Wall Street. They took him to Manhattan Island, where he saw all the nightclubs. And at the end of the day, he went to his hotel, and he bowed at his bedside, and he just began to pray, and he said, "Lord, I thank you for allowing me to see all of the sights and all of the wealth and all of the prosperity of New York City. But Lord, more than that, I thank you that I didn't see anything that I wanted." You see, friends, tonight, Jesus Christ is all I need. Jesus Christ is all I have. But something else, Jesus Christ is all I want. Jesus Christ is all I want. He's like treasure hidden in a field. He's a pearl of great price. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And as Charles Wesley wrote those words, "Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly," he went on to say, "Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all in thee I find." And friends, tonight, Jesus Christ is all I want. You know, salvation is more than just pardon for sin. I wanted that and I received that. Salvation is more than deliverance from hell. I wanted that and I got that. Salvation is more than just a ticket and an assurance of heaven. I wanted that. And I got that, but I got it all in Christ. And you know, tonight I can say, I want him more than any other thing. And the wonderful thing as well is that if a person knows that they need Christ, and a person knows that they want Christ, any person that comes by faith can have Christ. And you can have him tonight. Solomon's bride said, "I have found him whom my soul loveth." And as all those years ago, Matt found Jesus Christ, you can find him tonight. You don't have to search for him because you can find him just where you are. C.H. Spurgeon said, "The greatest miracle of all is the salvation of a soul. The greatest miracle of all is the salvation of a soul." And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing tonight if you experienced that miracle and you experienced this wonderful Savior who is all and in all and through all and above all and around all. If you experienced his love and his mercy and his power in your life, so that you too could leave this meeting and say, "You know something? Jesus Christ is all I need for this life and for eternity. And Jesus Christ is the most precious thing I have. He's all that I have. But you know something else? He's all that I want." Will you come to him tonight? He loved you. He loved you to the gates of hell. He died upon a cross. He shed his precious blood to redeem and to save and to forgive and to cleanse. And if you come, he will receive you. Christ is all. We're going to sing now.